AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The violent Islamic State group militant known as Jihadi John has been targeted in a U.S. drone strike in Syria. Whether he's been killed isn't clear yet. He is a British citizen, and moments ago, Prime Minister David Cameron said,
"We have been working with the United States, literally around the clock, to track him down. This was a combined effort, and the contribution of both our countries was essential."
AP correspondent Ross Simpson on what one former captive says about Jihadi John, whose real name is Mohammed Emwazi.
Emwazi has been described by a former hostage as a bloodthirsty psychopath who enjoyed threatening Western hostages.
Meanwhile, the Kurds, trying to retake the strategic city of Sinjar, Iraq, from Islamic State group militants, have raised their flag in the center of town, though it's too early to declare victory, according to U.S. and Kurdish officials. A Secret Service officer will be in court today after being arrested on charges of trying to solicit a young teenage girl for sex. Our Jackie Quinn is in Washington.
According to federal authorities, uniformed Secret Service officer Lee Robert Moore reached out to a 14-year-old girl online. They agreed to communicate through the social media app called Kik to allow images and videos to be exchanged. That girl was actually a detective, whose affidavit states that Moore wrote that he wanted to travel to Delaware and meet in person for sex.
The Coast Guard says it's searching for a woman who fell from a cruise ship about 22 miles off the coast of Cuba. The passenger fell from the deck of the Norwegian Pearl last night. Thanksgiving turkeys likely won't cost much more than last year, even though bird flu wiped out 8 million birds. Most Thanksgiving turkeys were already being prepared for market before the outbreak, say the experts. This is AP Radio News. Wall Street will try to close up today after losing more than 250 points yesterday due to a slump in oil and metal prices. Here's our Julie Walker.
The Dow sank 254 points to close at 17,448. The Nasdaq lost 61 points, and the S&P skid 29 points. The Dow and the S&P are now negative for the year. The downturn extended a slide that began early this month and has eroded some of the gains from a powerful rally in October. Crude oil fell below $42 a barrel, its lowest price since August, while copper, gold, and silver reached six-year lows. Julie Walker, New York.
Rite Aid says it will be selling genetic tests to help customers determine the effectiveness of some prescriptions. Harmonix testing kits will be available at nearly all of their stores. They cost between $49 and $89, they say. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.